Louise Henderson, Portrait of Betty Curnow. Betty Curnow, wife of New Zealand poet Alan Curnow, was the subject of two fascinating and very different portraits. In 1942, Curnow was depicted by Rita Angus as a housewife in her domestic environment, surrounded by pictures and objects that connected her to New Zealand's European settler heritage. The painting is an icon of New Zealand identity, and a high point in the regionalist style Canterbury painters like Angus were developing in the 1940s. In contrast, Henderson's portrait of Curnow, painted 12 years later, shows a sophisticated and urbane woman who could be from anywhere. Where Angus had seen a wife and mother who could symbolise a generation of New Zealand women, Henderson saw Curnow as a Spanish dancer, and Curnow obligingly adopted this persona, her hair in a high bun, her lips painted deep red to match her dress, a dramatic shawl wrapped around her shoulders. She holds a white rose in one hand and a cigarette in the other. Curnow here is presented as an elegant, rather mysterious, very modern woman. The cubist style of the painting contributes to its modern feel. Although the basic outlines of Curnow's figure are not lost, the shape of her body and face are broken down into patches of strong colour, while the background is reduced to planes of soft and warm grey tones. Henderson's strong sense of design brings the two elements of figure and background into a harmonious overall composition. Henderson was one of a number of painters in Auckland in the early 1950s, working in this somewhat decorative cubist style that, although no longer seen as avant-garde overseas, was at the forefront of modernism in New Zealand. This portrait was painted not long after Henderson returned from a year spent in Paris, studying in the studio of the aging but still significant cubist Jeanne Metzinger. On her return to Auckland, Henderson was applauded for her intelligent grasp of the principles of modern painting, and a solo exhibition of her work at the Auckland City Art Gallery in 1953 was seen as a sign of the growing maturity of New Zealand painting.